Well, we have dedicated this episode to talking about Latinos in Nebraska, but of course, they aren't the first immigrants to come to the state. Nebraska has always been home to a host of ethnic groups. There are Germans, Swedes, and Czechs, just to name a few. Latino USA contributor Peggy Lowe is from an Irish family that came to Nebraska to farm. Now, her mom is helping the most recent influx of immigrants by teaching ESL to Colombian and Mexican meatpackers at night school. Peggy Lowe recently visited her mom's class.
Welcome. And we're going to try and do what class?
Speak.
English, please.
That's my mom, Bonnie Lowe, a tiny firecracker in tennis shoes. She's a retired teacher. She started out at age 17 in the proverbial one-room schoolhouse near the Missouri River.
Okay, what does a noun name, class? A person,
place,
or a thing?
Tonight, she's in a well-lit classroom with a colorful map of the world on the wall and a computer in the corner. We're at Southeast Community College in Nebraska City, a town of about 7,000 an hour south of Omaha. She has three students, Rigo, Eliana, and Andrea.
Remember the song we used to sing about English? We are going to speak English. We are going to speak English. And we went on and on and on, didn't we? And at the end we said, ole!
I grew up watching my mom teach, so I know that singing is one of her tricks.
What about a place? What's a place?
Colombia.
Colombia, yes. We really think that's a good place, don't we?
I've always been attracted to stories about immigrants. I think it's because my family is Irish and we have a strong sense of being from another place, over there, while also being very much a part of this place, right here. The here part, I knew, even as a child, was better than the there part. But together, they made us who we are.
Okay, are we ready? Are we ready, class?
For Mom, education was the key, the thing that made her life better than her mother's, the thing that would make her kids' lives better than her own. That's why she's still at it at 80.
My name is Andrea Hincapie.
Well, my mom talks about you all the time.
Thank you.
You are her favorite student.
Yeah.
Andrea is from Bogota and arrived here with her husband and kids about 4 years ago, joining her parents and assorted aunts, uncles, and cousins.
I came here because my family is here, live here.
Andrea works in a frigid section of the Cargill factory where she pushes heavy boxes of meat up and out the line. It's intense physical work with few breaks. She has to wear several jackets just to stay warm. The women often suffer shoulder injuries. But it's a good job, Andrea says, better than she could do in Colombia.
So what do you hope your life looks like here since you've decided to stay here in Nebraska City? And what do you hope your children's life looks like?
Yeah, better life for my children. It's better opportunity.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
A better life. We don't know the particulars of why my great-grandparents came here from Ireland.
We grew up in a generation that did not talk. I mean, they never talked about things that were really important.
But they wore their Irish as a badge of honor. My people were farmers and waitresses, gas station owners, and teachers.
Let's let Andrea start. Tell her what you have here.
Okay.
She will start.
After brownies and sodas, we've moved on to the grammar bingo game. It's based on the Where's Waldo books. The students learn prepositions, looking for Waldo around and down and over and under. Andrea sits in the front row, helping the others.
Yeah. Is Andrea your assistant?
Pardon? Yes, she is. Well, in fact, when I'm not here, she just does it. Yeah, better than I, because she has both languages.
I ask Andrea how to say teacher in Espanol.
Profesora.
Andrea, the profesora. I can feel Mom rooting for her. She loves the fact that Andrea's daughter is just a junior in high school, but has already signed up for college.
So you admire Andrea.
Oh, I do. I admire her so much. And she loves to come to class. So, you know, you need people like Andrea to pass that on to the rest of the family.
Do you think you have something in common with Andrea?
We came from immigrants. She immigrated. That your family did the same thing hundreds of years ago. And you think about where your family is now.
Andrea says she likes it here, the smallness of Nebraska City. Folks can be cliquish, though. I ask Mom about this, how she thinks immigrants are treated here.
I think ours are welcomed, sort of. I think we aren't as welcoming as we should be. Let's put it that way. I don't believe it's as bad as it was, say, 50 years ago. Everything goes in such small increments.
When I was a kid, I helped my mom at school. I often corrected papers or cleaned the blackboards. And I made so many bulletin boards out of so much construction paper, I can still see those cheery messages, like some kind of Pinterest page from the past. One of Mom's favorites said, "Bloom where you are planted." Trite, perhaps, but it strikes me that these new immigrants with strong new roots will get that chance. For Latino USA, I'm Peggy Lowe in Nebraska City, Nebraska.